Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Do you struggle to find clothes that you have loved, that are wearing out, and that you need to find replacements for? Well, you're not alone. Susan said, "I'm tallish, 5'8", and not slender, UK size 16, and I like clothes. I can describe the kind I want, but they don't exist. Right now, I'd like a replacement for a 20-year-old unlined slouchy blazer in a greeny grey or greyish green that goes with everything in my wardrobe. And a pair of smart casual, moderately wide-legged, creamy, light beige trousers, full rise that do not cling to the thigh and bum and tum. I don't want fashion, but garments that suit me and my lifestyle. Washable, wearable, well-cut. How do I find what I really want?" Now, Susan, this is why so many people have turned to sewing. Because they cannot find what they want that actually fits their unique body. You've got to understand that clothing manufacturers work in a fashion industry and a fashion cycle. And if what you want is not what's currently available, you're never going to find it. Fashion is not style. Fashion is just a tool. And so if what you want is not out there, this is why either sewing it yourself or having a dressmaker make it for you is the way to go. Now, we often think, well, that's, you know, certainly a dressmaker, you might feel that's more expensive, and it can be, but if you've had this jacket for 20 years, your cost per wear is in the cents. Or even less, I think. And so this is where sometimes investing and taking that jacket to the dressmaker and having it copied in a fabric that you choose, that you talk to the dressmaker that's going to last, that's going to wear how you want to wear, so that it's comfortable, it's the right color, and they can tweak the fit to your unique body. And that's the other thing is clothing manufacturing. They start with a standard size, and it's usually a small size, like say a size 8 or 10, depending what it is, and then they grade the patterns up. Now, of course, that means they just add a little bit, about a centimetre extra all over for each size you go up. But of course, do we put on weight as in an even centimetre all round? No. And this is why the further you are away from that pattern standard, so as a size 16, you are a long way from that pattern, what it was originally, you know, developed as and what the fit was developed as, which means the fit gets worse and worse the more different you are from that grade. And two, of course, that you are your unique body and you've got your own proportions and height and all those things, and they are not necessarily making for those things. So if you struggle to find clothes that fit, you know, you're completely normal. And it's because they're not coming and taking your measurements and making things. They are very much just making clothes to fit on potentially the maximum number of bodies to sell as many as they can, but they will not necessarily fit you well. You might find some brands fit you a bit better than others just because their fit model has a body that is more like yours. And so therefore there is, you know, it might be like for some of us, like for me, because I have an undefined waist, I have to fit my waist and then take the legs in. Versus other people who have a more defined waist, but wider hips and thighs will have to buy for the hips and thighs and take the waist in. We all have to make adjustments and adaptations when we are buying off the rack from clothing stores. But this is where sewing for yourself or getting somebody else to make for you really, you know, it is such a brilliant thing to do. And so therefore, you might want to take up sewing if that's something that you're interested in. And there's some amazing tutorials and places out there now. The internet is full of so many great people teaching about sewing your own clothes and adjusting patterns and all those things so you get them to fit you perfectly. But you know, that's not for everybody. So therefore, maybe finding a great dressmaker in your area who can make replicas of the clothes that you love so much that you are wanting to replace. And then once you have that pattern, you can have those trousers in more than one color. You can have them in some other great neutrals that you know you'll get the wear from, because when you've got a great cut and you know the fit is really good, you know, this is where having them in your three best neutrals, and our three best neutrals always relate to our hair, eye, and skin colors, that then you know, and we can build our wardrobe around those colors, it then means we have a bit more versatility and we have more options. Same thing with the jacket. It could be once you've got that jacket made, once you've got the pattern cut, therefore, you know, and say if you are going to sew it yourself, what I would be doing is I would be unpicking every seam on that jacket and then ironing everything out and cutting a pattern off that. Because if you know it fits really well, you have the potential, you know, to create that. But remember, when you are remaking a garment, part of what worked with that garment was the type of fabric. So you want to be thinking about using that same sort of fabric, whatever the fabric fiber content was, you want to be repeating that, because if you go to a very different fiber, the fit may not be the same. But that is why sewing is so brilliant, and why, you know, having it gives you that ability to get what you really, really want in the colors you want, the styles, the patterns, and all those things that you want that aren't available in the commercial retail fashion market. My next question today comes from Carissa. She says, I struggle with finding comfortable pants that are flattering. I work with special needs children, so I have to be able to move and get on the floor. I also don't want to spend much money on my clothes because they may be stained by markers or ripped, but I still want to look good and be somewhat stylish as much as possible when I have to wear a work branded t-shirt. I feel that most of my comfortable pants make me look frumpy and highlight my protruding belly and flat butt. So pants are one of the hardest garments to get to fit. Now, and we have levels of comfort as well. And of course, you want something that's a bit more industrial and something that's really wash and wear, that you can spray with, you know, chemicals to get the stains of the markers out. There, you know, there are laundry products that also can help you get, you know, pen marks and things out of things. So that's also worthwhile. Thinking about maybe a darker neutral like a navy rather than something lighter will mean that, you know, if you do get a marker on it, it's not going to be as obvious. But also thinking about kind of that comfort getting up and down. So you won't want a fine wool, because as much as it, you know, is very flattering on, or fine crepe, things like that, they don't wear as well. But you might be looking for, you know, something like Bengaline. And now this is a fabric some people like and other people don't, but it's got some stretch in it and it's pretty industrial. But the things that have a lot of stretch in them tend to stretch out of shape easily and get baggy and saggy. And that's one of the things you've mentioned you don't like. So generally, if you are looking at any fabric, look at the percentage of stretch in that fabric. So you're looking for about 2%, 1-2% of stretch gives you the comfort and ease, but it doesn't get as saggy and baggy. When you go to 5 or 10% elastane or stretch in a fabric, that's when you find that they stretch out really easily and you end up feeling saggy and baggy. So that is one of those things. Also, trousers are one of the hardest garments for a woman to fit. And this is because there are a lot of fit points on a pair of trousers. And we all have different bodies. So it's fit for the part that fits you. So if it's hips and thighs, fit for the hips and thighs, take the waist in. Or it could be like me, where it's you have to fit for the waist and take the hips and thighs in to get it looking, you know, good. So sometimes a small alteration makes a off-the-rack garment possible. Otherwise, it's, you know, like it can be hard. I've been shopping with clients. We've tried on 50 pairs of trousers and not found anything that fits really well. And this is actually pretty standard. So don't think that there's something wrong with you if you can't find anything that fits. It's just that they are not making things to your measurements and specifications. And any fabric that is too thin may be a bit clingy. So it's just thinking about, like, fabrics make a big difference. Have a look at the trousers you have in and you've ever had in your wardrobe that have fit the best, worn the best, and you felt the most comfortable in, and look at what the fabric fibers are. Go to the care label, it'll tell you what the fabric fibers are, and then start looking for those sorts of fabrics, because you know they're gonna wear in the way that is good for you. Because, and have a look at the ones that have bagged and sagged and gone bad really quickly, and that's your list of things that you don't want to buy again. I wish I could magic up some trousers that fit everybody perfectly. And I have the same problem myself. The number of tries, pairs of pants I try on compared to the number that ever come home with me, it's a it's a, you know, it's a percentage that it's very small what I bring home compared to the, you know, the very large percentage that I try on that do not fit well. Once you sometimes find a brand that does fit, that is good to know, because maybe they have, it's their pattern block will probably relate more to your body. And in memory of Lynn, one of our long-term Seven Steps to Style program members who sadly lost her battle with cancer this week, I've been delighted to see Lynn's outfit styling mantra of what she called pops of three appearing in our program community since her passing in honor of her memory. So what is a pop of three? So Lynn would use one color three times in an outfit to make it a harmonious whole. For her, it was frequently a shoe color repeated in a top and then another accessory such as a scarf or a necklace. It's an easy way of adding color and harmony to your outfits, as the use of color is intentional. I'd love for you to share your pops of three in memory of Lynn and tag me at Inside Out Style blog on both Instagram and Facebook, and use the hashtag pops of three so I can search for and find your pops of three. So she would often do it in a top and a shoe and a necklace or a scarf, but you could also do it in a jacket and a, you know, handbag and a necklace, whatever, earrings, whatever it might be. But adding those three colors together, and the reason it works so well is particularly if you have a colored shoe, when you then repeat that color further up your body, so it could be a shoe, a belt and an earring, what that is doing is actually acting like a dot to dot, where it's drawing a line up the body to your face. And so it's creating harmony within that garment. It makes, you know, the outfit, and it makes that outfit really, you know, work together very easily. And it's a very easy way to style an outfit. So if you're thinking about, I've got this, you know, color top, you know, by adding the same sort of color in my earrings, I have related those things together, and then I could put on a shoe in a similar sort of color, and there I have my pop of three colors. So, you know, in memory of the lovely Lynn, and I think she was in the program from very early on, which was around 2014. So over a decade, many of us got to know and love Lynn, and she was, you know, had such a zest for life, and she was such a lovely member. It's been very sad to hear of her passing, and I know she had a battle with cancer for the last 10 months. I'm really enjoying in the program, you know, seeing everybody and honoring Lynn's memory with their own examples of pops of three. Thank you for being here, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.